This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. In South Africa, just this year, more than 290 rhinoceros have been slaughtered. That's a record pace, about two rhinos killed each day. And poachers have gone high-tech, using helicopters, silencers, and night vision goggles. The killings are driven by global economic change. Demand for rhinos' horns is rising in East Asia as more people there become wealthy. We're going to hear about poaching in Africa in the next few days. But first, NPR's Frank Langfitt takes us to Vietnam, where an economic boom could threaten the rhino's survival.
A poacher takes aim at a rhino as it shades itself beneath a tree in a South African game reserve and fires. The poacher was so brazen, he actually videotaped this kill last year. A warning, what follows is very upsetting to hear. As the rhino tries to escape, it begins to cry. The poacher fires again and again until the rhino falls on its side and dies. Another scene, yes, the poachers kept videotaping, shows the South African hunters and Southeast Asian wildlife traffickers counting stacks of money to pay for the horn. Steve Galster got the videotape from authorities in South Africa. Galster works for the Bangkok-based Freeland Foundation, which battles wildlife trafficking.
They'll be buying this horn for tens of thousands of dollars in South Africa and selling some sets of horns over in Southeast Asia for up to $1 million.
Conservationists say much of the rhino horn ends up here in Vietnam. Right now I'm standing in Hanoi in front of the old French Opera House, and if you look across the street, you can see a Gucci boutique. It's kind of a sign of the times and an indication of how much demand there is for luxury goods, including rhino horn.
The smuggling of rhino horn has been on our radar since about 2006.
Douglas Hendry works with Education for Nature, a Vietnamese non-governmental organization. He says demand for rhino horn here has been driven by sudden wealth and medicinal misinformation, including internet rumors that it can cure cancer.
The biggest values associated with rhino horn consumption in Vietnam were consumption for status and general health, for preventative medicine, treatment of cancer, the side effects of chemotherapy and things like that, detoxification, dealing with hangovers. There was a list of about, I'd say, about 30 other medical ailments that some people believe that rhino horn was good for treating.
Hendry says rhino horn is now a status symbol.
Like a fad, it's become popular. It's the thing to do. It's gifted, which is what a great gift for your boss or your government official or something.
That's how Bui Tan got his stash of rhino horn. He's a retired official who used to approve construction projects in the Vietnamese government. Bui began taking rhino horn to recover from drinking binges with contractors.
If I didn't drink, they'd force me to. By drinking, I showed enthusiasm for future cooperation. Every time I drank alcohol, I'd go home and grind the horn and drink it. An hour later, I'd throw up and feel sober again.
Bui's 65 and the grandfather of two. He's wearing a blue and white striped polo shirt and jeans. Sitting at his breakfast table, he unwraps a piece of newspaper to reveal a small gray block of rhino horn he received as a gift. Bui pours water into a specially made bowl with a rough bottom and grinds some of the horn into a milky white liquid. It smells like burned hair, which makes sense. Rhino horn mostly contains keratin, the main component in fingernails and hair. Bui says that as the value of rhino horn grew, it became a kind of currency.
People use rhino horn as gifts to trade for a better job or trade for some benefits. That is a gift, not bribery. That's one of the reasons why the price of rhino horn has risen many times. For example, this piece used to cost $100 in the past. Now it costs $1,000.
Rhino horn prices are so high, some medicine shops sell fake rhino horn made from buffalo horn. Again, Bui.
Nowadays, some people even have the technology to make rhino horn from industrial plastic, and it's destructive to people's health. If people want to buy rhino horn, they have to buy from trusted sources.
Actual demand for rhino horn is hard to gauge, but Ba Chang, a porcelain-making village outside Hanoi, offers some clues. This is where Mr. Bui, the government official, bought his rhino grinding bowl. Nguyen Thi Le Hong owns a factory here that makes them. That's me, bumping into some of the porcelain that blankets her shop floor. Nguyen says when she started, some of her best customers were hard-drinking pilots.
I used to sell 2,000 grinding bowls a month to the airport. Most pilots are men. They are not very careful with their belongings, and they break the bowls all the time.
Last year, Nguyen says, she sold 10,000 bowls.
My name is Naomi Doak, and I'm the coordinator of the Traffic Southeast Asia Greater Mekong Program, based in Hanoi.
Traffic is a global organization that tracks the wildlife trade. Doak says no other country has a grinding bowl industry like Vietnam's. And she says the rhino horn trade flourishes because there isn't a lot of enforcement.
Here's something that is high profit and low risk. If you get caught, you might get a fine, you might get a slap on the wrist. That's it.
Vietnam insists it strictly prohibits the illegal trade in wild animals. And last year it signed a memorandum of understanding with South Africa to cooperate on the issue. Conservationists think the key to reducing demand here, though, is education. Nguyen Quan works in the Wildlife Crimes Unit of Education for Nature. He uses public awareness campaigns to debunk rhino horn myths.
We talk with people about rhino horn and that the rhino horn is no way fake at all. Rhino horn is not a magical medicine. We have kind of the banner saying that rhino horn and the people nail is not different. So instead of using rhino horn, why don't we just chewing our nail?
South Africa is home to more than 20,000 rhinos, the vast majority of the global rhino population. Getting people in Vietnam to focus on a creature so far away isn't easy. Bui, the government official who took rhino horn for hangovers, said protecting the animal isn't his problem.
It should be the responsibility of the South African government. It can't be Vietnam's. In Vietnam, if people have money, they have the right to buy it.
Some rhino horn users, though, seem to be having a change of heart. A woman named Zung, who works in international trade, said she used to take rhino horn as a general health tonic, but over time found it didn't do much, so she stopped using it. Now, she feels guilty.
I bought this horn a very long time ago, about 7 years ago. And since then, I've heard a lot about rare and precious animals being killed. I feel really sorry about that and wouldn't buy any animal products again.
How many other rhino horn users here are coming to the same conclusion is anyone's guess. But the rhino horn survival may depend on it. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
This is NPR News.